All right, our next topic is cities don't enforce private restrictive covenants, or do they? Houston's unique land use scheme. And speaking today is Heather Cook. Come on up, Heather. Heather joined the Randall Law Firm in 2023 after serving as the City of Houston as an assistant city attorney for 11 years. With her municipal experience, including advising cities on various issues, including deed restrictions, building code enforcement, dangerous buildings, planning and development, group home ordinances, ordinance drafting, interpretation, litigation, nuisance abatement, and my favorite, TABC, license challenges. Her current focus is about pretty much anything and everything under the sun as it relates to municipal law. So let's go ahead and turn it over to Heather.
Okay, I'm gonna make everyone stand up. I'm sorry. You guys have got to stretch. Everyone stand up. Raise your hands up. This is that tough part of the afternoon where everyone's sort of hitting that lull. Your food's digesting. Everyone's doing it. Thank you. Sorry, I used to be a teacher, so this is just the way it's going to go today. So when you're comfortable, you got blood flowing again, feel free to have a seat, and we'll get moving. Excellent. All right, now that everyone's getting settled, I want to make a quick note about the title to this presentation today. One of my fellow co-prisoners and colleagues messaged me when she, who shall not be named, saw the title of the presentation and said, a very smart attorney, city attorney, once told me, cities don't scheme, they plan. So just a caveat to the presentation scheme, I think, has the most effective meaning here. But depending on whether you're on the development side or the city side, you may agree or disagree with whether cities scheme or not. And so on that note, just kind of a quick overview of what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to give you a brief history of how the city of Houston started enforcing deed restrictions, how that came about. I'm going to talk about where the authority to enforce deed restrictions or restrictive covenants, those terms are used interchangeably, how that authority came about. And then I'm going to give you an overview of the city of Houston's process. So for those cities that think this might be an additional land use development tool to add to your toolbox, and I'll talk about some opportunities and considerations in the end, you'll have sort of a blueprint for sort of how you might consider starting that process or what that process might look like for your municipality or perhaps for your county. So, City of Houston, for those of you that don't know, it is the fourth largest city in the nation by population, right up behind the city of Chicago. It's a pretty huge city, and it's a sprawling city. It covers about, according to the city's website, 665 miles. So if you're used to representing small municipalities, as I do now, that's just a mind-blowing sprawl for the city, which is a lot for the city to cover. And it is unzoned. Now, there's a caveat. Generally speaking, there is not an overarching zoning ordinance that covers use and covers the city of Houston, but the city of Houston does have some other things that have been considered zoning by the courts or are zoning-like. For example, we've got our historical districts, and I know Kim has talked about that a little bit. If you were here yesterday, Kim Mickelson discussed our historic districts. We've got some regulations around the city's airports that are very zoning-like. We also have TERS number 1, St. George Place, which has some zoning in that TERS. And we also have some other regulations on the books that for communities who want to take advantage of them, we've got minimum lot size ordinances and minimum building line ordinances that are at the disposal of community members. So I'm going to go on the premise that the city is unzoned, but again, we've talked briefly about some of those caveats. So The city tried to pass zoning no less than 3 times in its history.